It all came because of WikiLeaks. He exposed the duplicity of Hillary Clinton, who was saying one thing to us on the campaign trail and accepting $675,000 to give three talks at Goldman Sachs, a sum so large it can only be considered a bribe. It exposed that she orchestrated the war in Libya to burnish her own credentials. So it was...
We have five seconds, Chris.
He provided the most important information, I would argue, along with Ed Snowden, of our generation, and they're making sure that he's crucified for it.
Will you be suing YouTube?
Right now I'm just trying to save my shows, but that's a good idea.
Chris Hedges, I want to thank you for being with us. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, award-winning author, and activist. Very happy birthday to Mike Burke. I'm Amy Goodman. Stay safe.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM online.
Support for KBOO programming by picking up the special limited edition 2022 Bluegrass Marathon t-shirt. Flaunt your love of bluegrass and KBOO with the stylish royal blue and neon yellow tee. Get yours now at kboo.fm/bgshirt.
This is The Gap. I'm Althea. Here with me is the illustrious, illuminating, hilarious, brilliant, and magnanimous Tammy. It's April Fool's Day, y'all. We got to switch it around. I got to introduce Tammy this time.
Magnanimous. I like that.
Magnanimous.
It's like magnetism and magma.
Yeah.
I like it.
Attributes I give to you freely, my friend.
Take. Nom, 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 nom. Eating it.
This is The Gap Talk Radio on Fridays here on KBOO Portland. Fans of the show know we usually do a two-parter. Sometimes we do interviews, talking a lot about current events. And then, of course, the second half is devoted to our listeners and taking their calls. I've been warning y'all for 2 weeks. We're doing things a little differently today. And if that is not what you're into, that's okay. Today's April Fool's Day. This is our one chance to be silly. And we understand that there's many serious things going on in the world. We're going to be a little silly today. If you don't want to be silly, that's okay. And, we come back next week. We'll have a different vibe, hopefully a new interview guest, and that's where we're at right now.
Yes, if laughter and joy isn't your thing, we're gonna stop right now so you can go ahead and flip it over. Yeah. But if it is,
yeah, we have some fun things planned for today, and we still will be doing like a call-in segment in the second half. So get ready for that. Should I tell the people what our plan is for the first half?
Go for it.
Okay. We have a little, I think you can hear it. I got a hat here, Mariner's hat, go M's, with some little slips of paper, and we're going to play a little game called Don't Get Me Started. We got some prompts here. We're going to do, try to do like 2 minutes on each topic. A little ranting. Oh, a little ranting and raving. Tammy said we were also thinking about doing a sound effects review. That's a good, I mean, I would call that a boing.
That's what it's called. That's what I called it as well. Yeah.
Yeah. There might be some sound effects peppered through.
Drizzled around. Yeah, yeah. Peppered through. I don't know why I said drizzled around.
Ew. I don't want to touch those sound
peppery
effects.
Peppery drizzle. That sounds delicious, actually.
It actually sounds good. Maybe we should cook. So yeah, one more time. Yeah, okay. That's our vibe this morning, okay? If you don't like it, come back in an hour.
I got another vibes one will be for
different. Yeah, yeah.
You,
girl.
This is what we're doing today. This
okay? We got a soundboard, all right? We don't usually get to... We usually do serious interviews. No soundboard needed.
And have... You know, all the... To me, to be in community and to be in all this type of work and organizing and whatnot... Joy and beauty has to be part of it.
Yeah.
It has to. For me, it's a must. And April's Fool's Days,
Can I, you know, here's an early warning. Start you off early in your day. People are going to try to get you today, all right? Not in, like, a bad way, but just in, like, people are going to tell you lies. If you go on social media, every brand is like, we're doing this, and you get excited.
Bing bang!
Oh.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. This is your early warning that today is April Fool's Day. People are going to lie to you. Just be ready. We're here to tell the truth, though. Don't get
Bing
me.
Bang.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get me started. Should I get the first one?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to explain the game and how it goes?
We got some prompts in a hat, and we're going to draw them, and we're going to have, like, 2 minutes to say whatever it is we need to say about it, all right?
Mm. And then at the end, I'm going to rank it.
Oh, yeah. There's a ranking aspect, and because it's April Fool's Day... It's either a prank or not a prank. And then we also wanted to add a star rating system. So
1 out of 5.
Let's see our first one. Just picked it here. Oh, freeway design. Don't get me started. This one is for me because I have a problem with the freeway design in this town. All right. I'm no ODOT shill. Let that be known. It's not a common thing for these freeways. I mean, look, we come here in traffic every morning to get here. Not all freeways have this weird thing where they turn into two freeways at a Y, and there's no lead up to it. How we don't have more
wrecks. Not a sign.
Wrecks.
That's just dangerous.
No. Yeah, how right. We don't have more wrecks, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So much like these situations where there's incredibly heavy merging with people getting on, people trying to get on to another highway. It just, if you've driven other places, you know it doesn't have to be like this, and it just seems exceptionally bad. The way that freeways are designed here. And I remember, you know, when I first started driving in Portland, it was like, especially coming from going I-5 North, trying to get off at exit 300, it's a gauntlet. You know, it's like, you better keep your eyes on the prize if you want to get on I-84.
And
or
there's
get
always
off
that one lane that's just empty because everyone is trying to get into
it. Yeah. Yeah.
I was watching it yesterday and I was just like, the rate, it's like, you know when something is so hot that it's cold?
Yeah.
That's what I was at. At that point, I was just looking at it like this.
I can't get over this. Okay. The freeway design in this town, not good, you know? And we can say that.
So is it a prank, not a prank? And how much would you rate it?
Well, I mean, optimistically, I'd love to say that the freeway design is a prank. But let's say, we're having fun. The freeway design is a prank.
It's a prank. We all lose.
Not sure when the sort of gotcha moment. It's like, oh, you guys thought that this was how highways are. And I'm going to give it two stars. The roads still work, but, you know, we're not getting into the upper echelon here.
All right. I'm surprised. Okay, you go for it.
That's my rating. All
that's
right,
not
you ready
too bad.
For the next one?
Yes. I should have had something in the meanwhile.
No, that's okay. The dentist.
Ooh.
Don't get me started. You got something to say about this?
The dentist. I think I've mentioned this before. My mom, we are from the region of Ethiopia, and dentists are, for my mom growing up, dentists, going regularly to the dentist was not a thing at all. So she'd never been to a dentist until she came to the States. And the dentist is like, wow, you have no cavity. And he was like shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I worked for the dentist when I started working when I was pretty... I wouldn't want the labor department to know, but I started pretty young. Like most
of
the
receptionist, I hope. I hope they didn't give you the tools that early.
I was. I did, like, data entry.
Okay, nice.
and so he did this... Me and my mom did it for free. So all in all, you know, when it comes to dentists, I gotta give this rating.
Okay, yes. It does get expensive, huh?
Oh, dude, it gets so expensive. And I would see, like, the invoice, because I would, like, update people's insurance information. Mm-hmm. And it was back before there was, like, I mean, there were computers and all. But I was digitizing everything from ledgers to computer. That's what I was doing. People, it is, like, unbelievable. If you don't have insurance or, like, someone to pay, like, if you, woof,
yeah.
Woof.
I have some, can I, don't get me started on the dentist. As someone who's been to the dentist frequently in the past year, I now have proof that they are so much nicer to you when you have clean teeth. Like, I didn't think that I was necessarily having a negative experience before, but I've had occasion to become extremely vigilant about my oral health, and they're so nice to you. I didn't know they were being mean to me before.
Mm.
And here's another, this is just sort of an interesting tidbit, you know, depending on how often you go to the dentist. I don't know how involved you are with your dentist. But anyway, we had a dentist for the longest time and he was like getting older. And you know, the dentist, they just come in. It seems like a cushy gig, to be honest. I mean, if you're not getting, if you, how do you be a dentist and like not have to do root canals and like the little drilling and stuff? Because you just sort of waltz in, get your 5 minutes, poke around in somebody's mouth, call out a bunch of codes and then leave. And they're like, and you're like, was that good? Is that bad? Is the patient? You're like, did they like me? Did they hate my teeth? What happened? But anyway, they basically, dentists will like sell off their patient set to a new dentist. And I didn't know that this had happened to me until my old kindly dentist didn't walk in, but this guy who was like TV doctor hot.
Oof.
Which for being a dentist made me not trust him.
He was TV doctor.
He had these beautiful piercing blue eyes.
Ooh, like a husky.
Yeah, like a husky. And I was utterly flustered because he's not my dentist anymore. I got this other guy who makes way too intense eye contact. Like, I'm not somebody who wants to ever like be the first one to break eye contact with a man, you know? Like, I don't want to submit to that power play, but this dentist, oh my gosh, staring right into my soul. And he's like, so how are your teeth? You got anything going on? And also, by the time I get to the dentist, I forget everything that I ever had a problem with. I'm like, no, it's good, I think. I gotta go. I don't need to be here anymore. What's your rating?
A rating, I'd say solid, it's, you know what, I take a point off for the drilling noises. I can't do it.
It's pretty bad. I can't do it. One time I got, I don't know if it was a root canal. I got something done. They did not numb me enough.
Oof. Oh, and also the numbing part. Like,
yeah, I don't like
stabbing
that
in your mouth. So I'll just give a 4 out of 5.
You're giving it a 4. I would give it a 3, and I would say it's not a prank. It's unfortunately very real.
It's very real, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very real. Because you know what?
What?
If you see these dogs in your front yard.
You know that things are about to happen.
That's a kind of a blast from the past. I haven't heard that meme in quite some time. All right, I got a new topic for you.
Go for it.
City Hall.
Oh.
Don't get me started. I got another one for you.
What
are you doing in my swamp?
That's a Shrek.
It's Shrek. It is from
That's
Shrek.
Wow. This is a...
I want to start City...
Got a retro vibe this April Fool's.
Yeah, what?
I said that we got a retro vibe. Like memes from like 3 months ago.
I had another one from Seinfeld, but I guess I didn't download it.
Oh, man.
I can find it online. City Hall, man. Get your stuff together. Get some diversity up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get it. The lights just flickered. Oh my god!
I just watched the lights flicker in Tammy's room. Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
I'm kidding. Just kidding.
Just kidding. City Hall.
Yeah. No. So many complaints and so not complaints, but so many comments and questions. Really.
Yeah. Critiques. Considerations. Critiques.
All in all, I think. I'm still. You know, the whole mayoral race and the write-in campaign and how that went, it just shows that there is a yearn for something new in the city.
Yeah.
And we are, I mean, we spoke, you know, we have spoken and we have shown that there are people who can be true advocates to the city, for the people, chosen by the people, and not on a technicality, you know. So I have some high hopes for us, like the non-politicians to apply a lot of pressure for a lot of the things that are coming up soon, like the commissioner's seats and I think the Prosper urban renewal thing that
we were talking about last week.
Mm-hmm. I think that all those, we saw how many, there's so many different grassroots organizations that are like, no, we need to talk about, come outside. Come, you see these dogs? Come outside.
Charter review.
Charter review. There it is.
City Hall.
There it is.
Is City Hall measuring up in the ways, I mean, whoever you are, whatever your beliefs are, I don't think anybody's like, no, Portland City Hall, Portland City politics, it's going good. I think it's healthy. It makes sense. Mm-mm. People are well represented. Non-business interests are well represented. It functions well. City bureaus know what's happening in other city bureaus. It's a little bit of a mess.
So all in all, what do you give it? I hope it's a prank. Gotta be a prank.
Well, let's say it's a prank, and I'm gonna give it 2 stars.
2 stars?
Well, you want to give it less? 1 star? 0? Can you give 0 stars?
Considering my thing, what I'm saying is making the lights flicker, I think I'll give it also 2 stars. And
You're going to get like a reaction out of me after every sound effect. Because
there's only like 4 of them.
It's so funny. Oh, I got another one for you.
Sure.
Don't get me started. Conservative radio hosts.
Oh.
This one's for Tammy mostly.
You got one. I got this.
Yeah, tell me.
Wow, where to start? Mm-hmm. Do you want to start here in the Pacific Northwest, the East Coast, the West Coast, or the South? You know that radio, a lot of its history is based in very hateful stuff.
Mm.
Very hateful stuff. So I'm really stoked that KBOO exists and left-wing media, I guess,
mm-hmm.
Exists. The liberal media.
The liberal media.
So that's always nice.
Progressive media.
We like to
differentiate ourselves.
Independent. Yeah. The big names that come to mind, I don't even know if we can say it. The lights might flicker again if I invoke it.
I'm a little worried about that. We do have sort of a Beetlejuice rule when it comes to particular names. But if you do a slant rhyme on it, we'll know who you're talking about.
Shen Bariso. No, I tried to flip his...
No, I mean, I get it.
Number one leading podcast, conservative news and podcast, radio show and podcast. I mean, yeah, then you have the Golden Mike Boy.
Who's Golden Mike Boy?
I'm not into them.
I'm not paying attention to these things. He's a material ghost.
He got a Golden Mike.
Yeah.
No longer with us. And
is that...
Rush.
I was going to say Medal of Honor recipient.
Medal of Honor.
Where's my Medal of Honor? I'd love to know.
Well, say a bunch of bigoted stuff on air and maybe you'll get it.
That's how you make a difference in America, actually.
You know?
Inspiring action. Turning the frogs.
Yes. Oh, right. Then
Alex Jones. Should I not say his name?
I'm scared.
Schmalek Schmones.
I'm scared. Schmalek Schmones. Yeah, all in all, peddling hateful speech, white supremacy, mm-hmm. and in the cloak of I'm just asking questions, or even the worst part, like religious, morality, is just that's just not the vibe, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not what I'm trying to do with my life. It's interesting, I can't even get into it because we only have 2 minutes. It is interesting, though, how a lack of nuance can make this type of conversation, like the right-wing, media commentators and stuff, very attractive if you don't understand that we're all people and we have hypocrisies and that there is a tension between trying to live outside of the system but being crushed by it at the same time, you know? And it's easy to be like, look at them. They're saying one thing out of their mouths but another out of their other mouth. I don't know.
True.
It's like, yeah, because, you know, we are... fallible. We are people. We're mm-hmm. not, you know. So it's easy to, I think, to get hooked up in that noise when that noise is so loud, you know, when it's
very
like,
true.
And the nuance is a little.
The pressure to own or get owned.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You got a sound effect for that?
No? I was trying.
giving me room to. I mean, that's nice. I appreciate that.
It took me a second.
It's own or be owned or get owned. Yeah, that's exactly it. Do you want to give it a rating before I pick the next one?
The rating, I'd have to. Is it a prank? Unfortunately, it's not.
Yeah.
But there is someone getting got. So,
mm-hmm. How many stars?
Give it a negative star.
Negative star.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
bing bang.
Yeah. All right. Next topic.
Okay.
Don't get me started. People who drink their coffee with no milk and no sugar.
Oh, don't get me started.
Don't get me
we
started.
We get it. You're cool. We get it.
I hate that it becomes this status thing. And that people who wouldn't normally do that. Because, you know, I used to rail about this when I was younger. I was like, you know, coffee doesn't even taste good. We just trick. Mm. We just get used to it. Which I think is kind of true. But I enjoy the taste of coffee now. I've become a little bit more at peace with that kind of thing. But the status of people who are like, oh, you wanted milk replacement and or sugar? I just drink my coffee black. I was ready to go out the door of this coffee shop.
How often does this happen to you?
You need to stand here on your little feet and use your little stir stick to add in your additives. I just kind of drink it from the source, so not too picky. I'm kind of, and you know, it's bitter, but I'm used to it. You know, because it fills the cold void inside.
It's
of
so
me.
Much better for you.
Is it? It's
is that something that you come across? Do you have someone in your life that does this to you?
Not someone in my life, because I wouldn't be able to stand it. they're out of the out building. There. Yeah, no, but they're out there. You know, I come across it occasionally. They're like, "Oh, you want milk and or sugar? It tastes better with that stuff." And here's the other thing: whether or not it's better for you, if you want to cut those things out of your diet, that's fine. But I think that there are too few joys in this short and fleeting lifetime that we have. And to be casting judgment, to be casting aspersions on people, when we live in a time where the luxury of sugar can be spread around the world, put a little spoonful in your coffee. Maybe it'll make you have a better day. You know? I don't know. No science to that. I don't know.
No science, just feelings.
Yeah.
Well, then, you have spoken.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say about it?
I'm just here to listen for this one, for sherzies. Because I will suck a coffee bean if it means I'll get caffeine.
Yeah,
I will
take
it anyway. I have definitely drank coffee from like 3 days ago that was still in the French pot.
Yeah, I've done that too.
I go to the coffee shop, so just give me coffee, because I know they're going to get fancy with it, so give me regular coffee, and they know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm a simple guy.
Sometimes, especially when you spend money on it, like it's like an expensive one, or you try something new, it's like, it can live in the fridge for a day. It's not the best practice, you know? But it is what it is.
And, you know, so I think it is a prank. They're pranking themselves.
I think it's a prank. And I give
and
it
pranking
a
us.
And I think it's 5 stars. Because here's the thing. Pranks are meant to challenge your worldview. And I'm riled up about it. So I think it's a pretty good prank.
Bing bong.
Bing bong indeed. All right, next one. Grocery stores.
Don't get me started.
Do you want me to say my thing and then you can
Yeah,
say
go
your
for
thing?
It, please.
Stop reorganizing the grocery store. That's my thing. I don't think I've ever said it on this show. You don't have to reorganize it, you know? It doesn't matter if it makes more sense. I just want to know where the stuff that I want is. And I have the routine. I have the map played out in my brain of where I want to go and what I really need. And if you move it, then it doesn't make it better. There's no grocery store reorganization that could make it better.
At least send an email, something. Let us know the new layout.
Yeah. I can't find the one thing that I came here for. Upsetting, you know. Anyway, that's my thing. Grocery stores. Ugh. Stop reorganizing them.
I feel you on that. I gotta say, the grocery store that I go to, I don't know who has the aux cord, but they have some bangers that they throw out.
No way.
You go there in the peak hours, or in the dead hours, too. Mm-hmm. Bangers 24 hours a day.
I think
Backstreet
the one that,
Boys.
The one that I go to.
Christina, what's up?
I think there's like grocery store radio channels, or like for retail stores. But they're like, you're listening to Easy Listening Grocery Store.
Oh.
And they're like cut in with them. I don't know. I think that that's like a Spotify playlist, or I don't know.
Check that out. I'm sure.
I don't know that you as just a consumer and not as, maybe you'd have to pose as a grocery store to get access to it.
They don't know me. They don't know my story.
Yeah.
So besides for the bangers, I mean, the parking lots is what comes to mind. And the parking lots are, don't get in the way of people trying to shop.
No.
Whoa, they will kill you.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. They don't, from Jeeps to hoopties to limousines.
Yeah.
They are going to get their sales and they will die trying.
Yeah.
And kill you trying on the way, too. They do not care.
Yeah.
Turn a corner, you better do it at 30 miles per hour in a tight parking lot on a Friday afternoon when everyone is out.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Would
recommend, though, sometimes shopping at a different time of, like, the day or the week than you normally do.
Sometimes I drive by it, I say, oh, too many people, I'll keep going. I'll go home. It's not beneath me, I'll go home.
Just
I won't
make
eat.
Some rice. I don't care.
The anxiety.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, and then when the lines are long, and here's the thing, since the pandemic started, I have not walked through a checkout line. I do the self-checkout, but then everybody gets that idea, and everybody wants to do it, because it's nicer not to talk to people, or have to, you know, in some look at what you bought, and have another person be like, okay, this is what they're buying, and I know there's not really judgment, but it feels like it. Anyway, rating.
The coupons helping you out, too, though.
Coupons, yeah. Yeah.
Rating. I like to eat. I like the grocery store. I like to eat at the grocery store sometimes. Sure. I'll give it a 5 out of 5. A 4 out of 5. I don't know what I'm being, so it's a parking lot.
4 out of 5, not a prank.
If I make it out of the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, next topic. Don't get me started. Bills and insurance.
Oh, you know what a deductible is, Althea?
Not totally.
I learned in my flesh and blood, I learned what that is. Because it sounds like they'll say, up to this point, we'll cover it. We got you.
Yeah.
We'll deduct this.
Yeah.
But what it really means is, up to this point, you pay.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll pay. What? Then what am I paying you every month for? It's like, what am I paying? I don't understand. I learned what a deductible is. It's not cute. It's not nice. It sounds good, but it's not. It's like you think, oh, sweet, I got this high deductible. I'm such an adult. Mm. And then you figure out, no, wait a second. That was this.
Anyone want to help Tammy get a better insurer? Maybe that's something we could look forward to this year.
I don't even know I don't know if we can name it, but it's the...
Yeah, no, let's not. But I think we got a bunch more to get through, and I want to make sure we have time for calls later. So rating on insurance?
0. Hate it.
Driving cars traffic, don't get me started. There's a lot of them. This... I don't even have anything to say.
I fear for the bikers, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you make a turn, you don't forget that when you make that right turn, there is usually a bike lane. Look in the bike lane.
Yeah.
The times I've seen, oh my God, they just
repainted a bunch of bike lanes in my neighborhood, which is great, except it'd be cool if we had sidewalks. So I don't know how much it's going to solve.
One step.
I'm excited. The bright lines. You're like, oh, I forgot that the lines on the road could be this bright.
Right, right.
Most of the time, it's potholes. And
right. Yeah. I'd say.
You're like, I'm pretty sure that's the middle, so I'm going to stay over here. Mm. I think that's right. Prank, not a prank. Rating.
Oh, it is not a prank. It is real.
All right. Next one. Ex-boyfriends.
Ex-boyfriends. It's me. It's more me than them, to be honest, though.
Okay. I was going to say, why do they only have one bar of soap? Maybe that's just me. Why do they only have one bar
of soap? Not even, like, liquid soap?
No.
The bar.
It's a bar. And I understand the thriftiness, but you deserve better. You can have another product in your shower.
I don't like it. They just disappear after a while. I don't like soap bars.
Bars of soap?
Yeah. It's a slippery thing. Ew.
All right, next one. We're rapid firing now. Oh, politicians lookalikes.
Ugh.
This is just a point that an observation I wanted to posit, which is that why do they all look alike?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we allude to this on the show, that Sam Adams and Ted Wheeler and Dan Ryan and also Tobias Reed, the state treasurer who's running for state governor, why do they all look alike?
Have you ever seen them all, like, in the same room? Because if not, they could just be all the same person.
That's very true. And if so, this salt and pepper haired white man has a lot of power.
Like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, and he is wielding it. This isn't necessarily the same thing, but I also have a theory that I would just love to throw out into the world, and, like, maybe other people agree, that mayors whose whole identity is based on bikes and biking, spectacular failures. Really, my only evidence for this is Seattle and Portland, but there were, like, two in Seattle that crashed and burned pretty bad being, like, the bike mayor, and I feel like that is also true of Portland. Which, while we love bikes, I don't think that it is substantive enough to carry you through a whole term or predict what the rest of your policies are going to be.
So, overall, what's your rating?
I think it's a prank.
And
I think it's a good prank.
Bing bong!
Yep. All right, next one. Dogs in parentheses licking.
Oh, dogs licking. Don't get me started.
Don't get me started.
Why do you have to... Listen...
I'm not going to do an impression of it, although I could, because I think it will be ear poison for our listeners.
It's the worst. And then it's always at nighttime when you're trying to be, like, calm and quiet, and all of a sudden, just a dog just licking its foot, just lick.
Hard because I love the dog.
Yeah, of course.
Love the dog so much.
And everyone, you know, she wants to groom herself, go for it.
Drives me nuts. Yeah. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I try to have an even temperament, you know, try to not be quick to anger, but, like, two things will get me to the top immediately. Printers and the sound of a dog licking. And I shouldn't even be saying that. You know, the people out there on the street can now come up to me and say, like, can you help me with my printer jam? And I'm just gonna blow my top.
It's not,
you can't let people push your buttons, but here I am.
I got this.
If you see these dogs in your front yard.
Perfect.
They better not lick their paws.
They better not be licking their paws while I'm listening.
Ugh, I hate it. Esther, you hush your mouth. I tell her. And I have to like make her stop or tell her go to a different room.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
I was like having a mental breakdown about it. I was like visiting with my dad last year. And he gave me these, the silicone earbuds. Have you ever used those? It's just like a chunk of silicone that you jam, that you like cover your ear with.
Was the licking that bad?
It was driving me up the wall. I could not sleep. Look, maybe there were other things going on for me mentally at that time, but I was not in a place where I could have a rational thought about it. I'll just say that much. What do you want to rank it?
Yeah, it's 10 stars. Because, you know, and definitely feels like it's a prank.
Yeah.
And if it definitely, I mean, it invokes feelings. You know,
5-star good dog.
Yeah,
but it is a prank.
It is a prank.
All right, next one. Don't get me started. The Rock Station. This one's for me.
You listen to KBOO Portland.
I like hate listen to the Rock Station on the way here, mostly because I want to hear what dumb stuff they're gonna say. And look, I also enjoy it. Like the music is good or whatever.
The five songs that they play.
Yeah, the five songs that they play. Those are good songs. Sometimes you want to hear those songs. Why the woman doesn't have a name? There's two dudes and one woman on the show, and only when I looked it up did I find out what her name was. Mm. Not cool. And then also on the way today, like they mentioned her name, and I was like, how have I never heard her name before until this very moment? They're like plugging her OnlyFans, which is good for her, but not like FCC legal. There's some, we have to, every year at KBOO we have to take the FCC class. They say some things that I would think would be over the line here. And also, every DJ that comes on has like this put on like rock voice, and you're like, and this is, you're listening to the Rock Station, and I'm coming in for Andrew, and stay with us, Portland. like just this really like put up. And also, they continue to espouse political ideologies associated with the 90s, like homophobic bigoted that just gets randomly sprinkled in there. What are we talking about, you know? Anyway, I think the Rock Station is a prank, and I give it 1 star.
1 star.
Yeah.
1 star rating. You heard
anything
it here.
Anything else you wanted to say about the Rock Station? That was more my thing that I just need. Because I come in here after listening to it every Friday, and I'm like, who's the woman? Why doesn't she get a name? There's this one time, and this is also a joke that appeals to nobody because I was in the car by myself listening to it. But there's like, they were like, oh, free pizza Fridays. And this, the sidekick guy goes, tossing some dough.
I like that ad-libbing.
I love the ad-lib, actually. That like bumped me up. Let's say it's a 2-star because
okay, bump it up to some okay
dough.
There we go.
All right, next one. Nature.
I like it. 100% stars.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Don't get me started. I love it. Mount Hood, I'm there. Get a tent, I'm there.
Pointy.
A sleeping bag, I'm there.
Yeah, yeah.
A cicada, right. I'm on there. Tillamook, let's do it.
All right, next one. Don't get me started. Podcasts.
Oh, God, don't get me started. If any...
Yeah.
The dudes that do podcasts, the high-value men, you know, like the ones that are specifically for men, they're like... You see, women, they just don't have hobbies, you know? That's the problem.
Yeah, there was one that went viral on TikTok this week about, like, if your girl's reaching out to you, like, respectfully, you should get a hobby. Which I kind of love. Like, not in that case, because it's, like, presumably if you're their partner, you have a responsibility to each other. But,
It's very toxic.
I love to say, respectfully, maybe you should get a hobby if you care so much.
Definitely no stars. They're pranking themselves. There are some great podcasts, like It Did Happen Here,
mm-hmm.
And some other great ones, you know, educational ones. But I have a very specific kind in mind. On my dating app, I even wrote no podcasters.
Ooh.
Yeah, like that's how much it's a breed of person. It's a type of person. And I know that I'm going to say something that's going to be very hypocritical, but a person who...
Say it.
Likes the sound of their own voice. And as I'm saying this into a mic while listening to my own voice on headphones,
well, take
I
your
get
headphones
it.
Off and then it's fine.
But it's different.
I plug my own ears radio. And I yell when I come into the station. I don't have to hear it. You guys do.
But I
prank,
think
not a prank?
It's no good. It's a no good.
Okay, so not a prank?
It's no good.
All right, and stars.
No stars.
No stars. All right,
yes.
Next one. Don't get me started, sunsets.
Oh, I love them. Love those bad boys. You ever go down somewhere and you see a sun setting and you watch it actually fall into the sky, like fall into the mountains?
Yeah. It's good stuff. I will say, friend of mine recently like had a posted on Instagram of like, if you're posting a sunset, who are you really posting it for? It's
like, I feel you, but not all, and I told
zone,
not all sunsets
spoiler alert. I don't live there. How is the sun setting?
Bing bang.
Yeah,
spoiler
exactly.
Alert.
Spoiler alert.
I was telling you yesterday, every sunset is for a person who died.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
It's true.
Yeah.
Every sunset is different. Even on the coast, it's like people go, like people who live there go to watch a sunset because it's just different every day.
Yeah.
Or every eve. Every
evening.
Dusk or dawn.
I think it's not a prank.
No, not a prank.
And
it's
I
real.
Would give it 5 stars.
100 stars.
100 stars from Tammy. All right, we got 2 more to do, and then we're going to go to the call-in segment. Soup. Don't get me started.
Love it.
I had a lot to say about
thin,
soup.
Thick.
I was a
boiled,
little bit, I don't know, ill or blended. Delirious. I don't know what happened to me. I needed soup, and I cannot tell you how much worse tomato basil soup is compared to tomato red pepper soup. Like, it's far and away, tomato red pepper soup is far and away better, in my opinion.
It's
if you disagree,
sweetness.
That's fine. It's, and I like basil, so I don't know what's going on there. Soup is great, though. I'm pro soup. I would say it's not a prank because I love it. I think that it should stick around.
Do you remember being a kid and when if your mom made soup and you're like, this isn't food?
Yeah, you're like,
okay. It'd be so sad.
Sometimes I will say with a soup, if it doesn't have like, you know, solids in it, it does feel a little tedious to like sit there with a spoon. You know, like I'm also swallowing air and that's not good. So if I'm, you know, you tip it up. I mean, that's you drink it depending on how big the soup bowl is.
And how thick or not thick it is, or blended, not blended.
Yeah.
It's good. And dill, pop a little, word of advice, a little dill in your soup takes it up a notch.
Okay. What kind of soup? Just any kind?
Any, all of them.
Okay. All right. And our very last one for this segment, weather.
Ooh. I had to wear a coat coming in, so.
Yeah.
It's just,
we're in
it's,
that weird weather phase now where it's like maybe going to be warm later, so you want to be ready so you're not going to sweat. And then also maybe it's going to rain.
I like the weather now.
Yeah. I think if we had done, if April Fool's was in January, we would have a different vibe on this one.
For sure-sies.
Yeah.
Did we get snow? We did, yes.
Yeah, I'm still not counting it out. I still, next month, I'll believe that it's springtime.
Right, yeah.
You know,
we
still
might
got
get
that.
One more. Oh, it's May. It's April.
It's confirmation bias, you know? Yeah.
I'm still hung up on February having only 28 days.
Yeah, you know what someone else said? They're like, you know, April goes by fast. It's only got 30 days.
And then March has 31. I'm all canoodled
up.
Yeah,
no. Jumbled, jangled. Does May have 31? Maybe.
Dismayed is the word. Oh, does May. Sorry.
April, June, and November. Yeah, no, that's 31. So maybe we'll be all sitting pretty by May in terms of thinking about how many days there are in the month.
As long as I'm sitting, I am being pretty.
Yeah.
I guess we can go to, that was our segment, Don't Get Me Started.
And can I do a quick reset?
Go for it.
Yeah, if you're listening to The Gap, it's April Fool's Day, folks. We're having fun today. If you don't want to have fun, if you don't want to talk about silly stuff, that's okay. Come back to us next week. This is The Gap on KBOO Portland, and we're going to hit a quick midway song, yeah? And then we'll be right back with your calls.
And you are back to the show, The Gap, here on KBOO Portland.
Yes, we are back.
Yeah, and we are, that was a little bit of Wes, and I always say Wes Anderson. Wes Montgomery.
Wes Montgomery.
Nice. Just to calm us down after all of our hot takes, too hot for school. We got a little... with some Wes Anderson.
That is some... there in the background. You know, the funs, the joys of live sound engineering, folks. And we are into our call-in segment. We're talking about, you know, today's April Fool's Day. We're talking about pranks. Have you ever fallen for a prank? Have you ever done a really good prank? We would love to hear about it. Please do give us a call. 503-231-8187 is the number.
And considering that it is early in the morning and a radio station, keep it clean.
Yeah, just keeping it clean.
Tossing the dough.
Tossing some dough. But yeah, if you would like to call in, we would love to hear from you. 503-231-8187. You got any well, okay.
The closest thing to a prank I ever did is throw an egg at my grandma and tell her to think fast.
Did she think fast?
She did. I mean, it fell on the ground. She didn't. She was stunned for sure.
Lost it when Tammy first told me that.
We were making meatballs, and she was like, you put the egg in there, and then she had the eggs like right there in the cart, and then she had came around. She came around the refrigerator, and I'm just I must have seen this on like TV show or something, and I just go, think fast, and I just toss. This is like an 80 plus year old woman. I just threw an egg at, and she was a sport about it, you know.
Yeah.
I cleaned it up and everything. She was just like ah.
Prank can be anything, including throwing an egg at your grandma.
So I guess that was the only prank I could think of. But we'd love to hear from you. 503-231-8187.
Yes.
Call in. Althea, have you ever pranked or been pranked?
Yeah, one time when I was probably 11, I thought it would be really funny. And it was an April Fool's Day. You know, it's never on the day. I thought it would be funny to hide in a closet and jump out at my mom. And I did. And she was doing laundry. And she screamed and dropped the laundry and then turned to run and hit her head on the door. And I felt really bad, so I didn't really do any pranks after that. I was like, this is, you know, if there had been a place for me to be anti-pranking, I would have been like, I saw what it did to my mom. She shrieked and ran into the door. And as an 11-year-old, you're like, oh gosh, okay, I did not mean to do that to you, mom. Sorry, I thought it would be funny. Yeah, so very that.
And we do have Dale on the line with us who'd like to share their prank. Dale, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hi. This is Dale from Ashland, Oregon, and I don't know if it's a prank or a trick, but it works. And this is something my older sister taught me years ago, but it works now too. You were talking about the days of the month and everything and how many has May and all this stuff. If you take your left hand and like make a fist with it, with the top of your hand facing your face, and not counting your thumb, start with your index finger, and that raised bump, that knuckle, is January. And then the little space, the little valley next to it is February. And then, like, your middle finger knuckle is March. And you count all the way, you know, to your little finger knuckle, and then you start back again, and the raised knuckles are months with 31 days, and the valleys are months with 30 days.
That is helpful.
February, of course, 28. Isn't that... That's
we're both doing it
whoa.
Right now.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That is a
Isn't
good
that
trick.
Weird?
Yeah, it is weird.
I wonder if that's how they decided how to put how many months or days in a month.
Synergy, I would say.
Synergy.
Yeah, I always just recite the little rhyme that I learned. But then it
oh,
takes
that's
me
true
a minute.
Too.
30
that
days
works,
has
yeah.
September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except February. And then it doesn't
that's
end
a
on a
rhyme.
Well, it's a... I didn't write it. I feel like you're being critical of me. It's not my fault that that's what it is.
Oh, Dale, we really appreciate your input. And, yeah, do you have any other pranks or something you want to share with us?
Well, it's not a prank, but it involves a figure skater. But if you have other people on the line, I can get going.
We don't have any people on the line. Please do tell us.
Okay. Oh, back in the day,
there was a black figure skater. She was French, and oh, I'm searching for her name now. But she was in the Olympics, and she would never win the medaling that people thought she should, and probably because, you know, she was a black woman, she was dark-skinned, and she didn't take any mess, you know? And so what she would do is she had a trick that she would... Oh, hello?
Yep, we can hear you.
She had a trick that she would do, that she would flip backwards and on skates now, just, you know, on skates, mm-hmm. and, you know, land on one foot, okay? I'm looking for her right now. Oh, there it is. Her name is Surya Bonaly, S-U-R... Y-A, mm-hmm. last name's Bonaly, B-O-N-A-L-Y. And there's a YouTube of her. She had this, and she couldn't do this in competition because it was illegal because it's so dangerous. And she would just, you know, they would medal her, and she'd get this low medal or not even get, you know, standing. And she'd just smile up at the audience, and then she would, like, skate a little forward, because that's how you start. And then she would do a backflip and land on one foot and kind of like, screw you. And if you YouTube her, I'm looking at it right now, and she would just do that thing.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. I can not even do that. Imagine doing that on skates, on ice.
Backflip to land on one blade.
Well, I invite the audience to YouTube her. I'm looking at it right now. It is phenomenal.
All right.
And so she had a fine life. She came over here and opened some figure skating school or something. Mm-hmm. She's doing all right.
Good for her. Thank you for sharing that. We're gonna have some stuff to look up a little later, and I would call that a prank for sure. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, she was pranking them. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale.
If other folks want to call in, the number is 503-231-8187. We're talking pranks. Have you been pranked? Did you do a good prank on someone else? Have you been gotten? Please let us know. 503-231-8187.
And we do have a wager. Remember our wager?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a coffee wager.
We have a coffee wager on. So we do want people to call in.
Yeah.
To see if the coffee...
Who owes home coffee?
I forget which side of the bet we're both on, but coffee will be exchanged.
Pranks.
Yeah.
It's not New Year's Eve. April's Fool's Days.
April's Fool's Days.
We love, and you know, and the pranks that you share could be inspirational for the next prankster.
I mean, I really remember that phase of like being a kid, probably like third grade age, where you like get prank books or you hear about pranks at school, and they're like, put saran wrap over the toilet.
Oh, so I remember those.
So your family makes a mess, or like tape the toilet paper to itself so it just rolls and rolls and rolls, or ask somebody for something that doesn't exist and send them on a wild goose chase.
Oh, I like that.
A non-absorbent towel, for example.
I just remembered another prank. My friend Sandra Brugius in fifth grade, she said, you know, she was from Argentina, and she goes, you know, in Argentina, they have this thing that, like, really sick people have, that if you put your hand over your face and it's bigger than your your face, that, and then she did the thing where, I won't do it. It's, that's what happened, basically. She boinged her hand into my face.
Yeah.
So that was a prank.
Yeah.
Starfish interrupting cow who?
That, I made sense of about half of that, I would say. Yeah, I think the one that I heard in elementary school, and it's wild that these things, I'm sure they're still going around. Any third graders, welcome to call in. That, you know, these like, these tricks that children play on each other get passed down from generation to generation the world. But the one that I heard was like, if you put your hand in front of your face and your hand is bigger, that means you have cancer.
I know, I didn't want to say it because it's such
don't
like a...
Don't tell that to an 8-year-old. Especially because like they vaguely know what it is. And then they smack your hand into your face and it hurts your nose.
But you got to be a champ about it, you know?
Yeah, those were kind of the things that you would get in elementary school. And then in middle school, The whole school got in trouble one time because table topping became such a big thing. I don't know if you know what that is.
Is that planking?
It's sort of a two-person prank where there's, you know, so there's the person getting pranked and they're facing another person, and the other person is like in a crawling position on all fours behind them, and then you just shove them so they fall over that person's back and fall on the ground.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty dangerous, yeah. I would say. You know, especially because you're falling over something, like you can't get your hands to break your fall, and you know, anyway, that one's mean. I would say maybe I would not recommend doing that one. Not that you come here looking for prank advice. That would be funny if that was what our show was.
Well, today apparently.
Today it's prank advice.
One day only.
Bing bang.
There you go. Do you want me to? I can tell you about one of my sister's best pranks. Okay. Well, she's pranked me, but I don't think it's a prank when you just call someone and lie to them.
Oh, like is your refrigerator running?
No, like way more serious than that. And she. This one time she calls me with like serious news. She's like, Althea, this just happened. And she gets my other sister on the line.
Oh, she's amazing. Who's not
as good at, yeah, his conference call, who's not as good at lying, but she's just like nodding along seriously. And I was so mad after it happened. I like hung up. I'm like, I can't believe this. You guys are both getting blocked. And then I called the sister she's like, I didn't know what the plan was. She just said she wanted to call you and say something silly. I didn't know you were going to take it that hard. And I did, you know? You know, your family, your friends, your family call you. You think it's important. You want to set aside time for them. They tell you something serious that gets you all riled up. And then they're like, and then you try to confirm. Is that real? Are you being serious? And they don't give you the answer. Lying is not pranking, in my opinion. You got to give it. Give it some flavor.
I know you were gonna get into your
no,
prank story, but we have Sue on the line. Sue, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
We can hear you too. How's it going?
It's going good. I have the best prank I ever pulled. There was a evangelical guy that had predicted that there was going to be the whole end of the world, and everybody, all the people that believed, were going to be pulled up bodily into the sky. And so I was at a conference, and I was talking about this with some people, and we went to class and stuff, and I got out a little early, and I went and got a whole set of my clothes, including shoes and underwear and everything, and I placed them in front of their door like somebody had just collapsed, like gone and pulled up bodily, and so there was this pile of clothes on the floor, and then I was sneakily watching them.
How did they react?
Oh, they were laughing so hard. But yeah, that was the best one I've ever pulled. So anyway,
that's great.
Have you ever been pranked?
I don't know. Probably, but I. I'm more of the pranker than the pranky, you know, so anyway.
I mean, being more of a pranker, does that make you more skeptical? Like, you think that maybe it's less likely for somebody to pull one over on you?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm gullible, but yeah. I am pretty skeptical, so.
Some of us out here like to believe, you know? Some of us take things at face value, and that's okay.
Well, you never know.
I don't know. Politics lately has made me a lot more skeptical.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Excuse me. Thank you so much, Sue. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
And we'll see you maybe after the rapture.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Take care.
Happy April Fool's.
Yeah, happy April Fool's to you too. If other folks want to call in, we do have a few minutes left. 503-231-8187. You pulled a prank. You been pranked. We want to know about it.
He pranked.
503-231-8187.
Bing bang.
I think the important thing with the prank is that you let people out of the prank eventually. Mm. You don't let them continue to live in this fantasy that you've created for them. You know, you got to let them know.
Tell that to my ex-boyfriend.
Hello.
Bing bang. Okay.
You're just over there doing bing bong setups now. Very silly indeed. Yeah, give us a call, 503-231-8187. Do you want to hear this other good prank that my sister pulled? She is a prankster. I don't feel like we've ascribed that to her you know,
that's a good.
She's
good.
Liable to be lying is the thing. And I, you
is
know,
this the DW sister.
This is the sister that watched Arthur with the older ones too early and just decided to be like DW, and okay. She's such a menace. Lover, but like she was a menace. Anyway, so my middle sister really wanted AirPods when like AirPods first came out. Very much material girl. And she couldn't afford them. She was like, you know, whatever, a teenager. And my youngest sister had like a broken pair of like the Apple headphones, and she cut off the strings and put them in like they were the AirPods. And really like was wear decided to prank her by wearing them dramatically around. So like she would come, so my middle sister comes into the room, and it's, you know, like, hey guys, what's going on? And she like dramatically takes one out, and she's like, what? Oh yeah, yeah. And like puts it back in. She like walks away, did like three versions of this until my middle sister finally cracked and was like, where did you get those? And she goes, oh yeah, like dad got them for me. And my middle sister was livid, and it wasn't until she realized everybody else was laughing and they were holding up the broken cords that she had not actually been cheated out of any getting of nice headphones. Very material girl.
Super, that's, listen, that's a good prank.
Ultimately
that's,
harmless and really funny to get somebody riled up about a problem.
And harmless, wholesome, that's the word.
Harmless, yeah.
And we do have one more caller right before we are finished with the show. Can you hear us?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. This is Jesslyn Lemke, and I have a story about a prank that I pulled on my friend in college.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
Yeah, so my friends and I had been pranking each other back and forth, and my friends and I came up with the idea to, we pulled this off. We bought a bunch of packets of gelatin at Safeway, like an entire thing of gelatin powder, and snuck into my friend's house and asked if we could use the bathroom. We were out on a jog. So we go into her bathroom and we dump 32 packages of gelatin into her toilet.
Oh, no.
And not knowing really what was going to happen, right? I didn't know if it would work. And we left for the day, and about 2 days later, I get this like broken phone call from my friend who was like, did something happen while you were in the bathroom? Because we came in and there was this brown like jello like overflowing out of the toilet onto the floor. It got all over the floor, but then it went down into the plumbing like 4 feet under the house.
Oh.
And we ended up having to go into Spokane to get a new some kind of special plumbing device to pull out 5 feet of gelatin.
Oh, no.
It almost broke our friendship, but she forgave me.
Oh my gosh, that's 32 packets. That's no small undertaking.
It was an experiment, so I didn't know what was going to happen. And it was only after that I realized that's actually seriously damaging for a toilet.
Yeah. Well, hey.
The spirit of it, though, I like it. I mean, gelatin, the spirit of it is there.
Gelatin
like
is fun, I will say. Good prank material.
Never did it again.
Yeah.
Never did it again. We're still friends.
Yeah, good. I love that you're like, I wanted to do an experiment, not at my house. Absolutely.
Exactly. Let's not try that on my toilet.
Yeah, first time for everything.
Feet, thank you. Under my plumbing.
Thank
my
you for
plumbing.
Welcoming me into your home. I do need to go stand in your bathroom and dump.
Yeah, no one is ever visiting me need to use the toilet again.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yes. Note
you
to self.
A little coat check before they go to use the restroom. And just like, I got to pat you down. Make sure you don't have gelatin packets on you.
Oh, thank you so much. That I mean, that inspired me. So
that, yeah, I mean, throwback to like the office and stuff, putting everybody's stuff in Jello.
Yeah, just come ask your colleagues if you can use their toilet now.
Yeah.
well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Uh-huh. Happy April Fool's Day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was
that's the kind of dramatic prank that I was hoping we would hear about.
Someone does that, you know what I tell them?
Hmm.
What are you doing in my swamp?
That's what I'm doing.
I'm pouring gelatin down the drain, actually.
Wow. Yeah, putting phones in things. Right.
Here's the other thing. I think that it is, gelatin is one of those things where it's like, if you're not expecting to find a jello-like substance, off-putting. What's happening? Like, very upsetting.
Is that the office where they put like keys and stuff and gelatin? And,
yeah,
like,
I think all of the office
there
supplies.
There you go. Good old prank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting something in a block of ice. you know, no long-term damage, but hey, now you have an afternoon activity. You got to break the ice.
You can take a phone or something and put it in like a Ziploc bag and mm-hmm. then put that in like a Tupperware or something, put water in it, and then yeah. it'll be like a block of ice and you'll have someone. But you should keep the ringer on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd be interested to see what happened.
Look
there.
At this. It's all coming out. It's all just.
Yeah, it's
right
nearly 9 a.m. You still got time. Still got time to freeze somebody's stuff. Because here's the thing. Everybody's expecting April Fool's pranks in the morning. Everybody's expecting to get it out of the way and then remember that it's April Fool's Day and be wise to it the rest of the day.
Mm-mm.
Pull one off at 9 p.m.
Right, you have till...
You're still legal.
11:59.
Okay, I don't know if it's legal. You should do pranks that are legal.
Yeah, Dad. Yes, for sure.
Please do that. Yeah. All right. I think we gotta wrap it up here. We do appreciate folks for listening and putting up with us for our one silly episode, maybe ever, because I don't know that April Fool's will fall on a Friday again. But we do appreciate you putting up with us and our silliness today.
Yeah, no, we the love and joy, beauty... And laughter.
And laughter.
Best medicine.
Yes.
I think that's actually also from the Bible.
Yeah. And we appreciate everybody who listens. And we hope you have a great April Fool's Day. Be ready for the pranks. You know, maybe a less amount of gelatin if you're going to pour it down a drain.
I remember all the pranks that we used to do in high school. It was like, I'm pregnant. And then like, yeah. I'm not. Just April Fool's.
Yeah. And hey, I was going to say this earlier. You can't do it too many times. Otherwise, people are going to start calling your bluff. You know, boy who cried wolf kind of thing. So use them sparingly. Use them wisely. Happy April Fool's Day.
Enjoy yourselves.
You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, listener-supported community radio.
Show your support for KBOO programming by picking up the special limited edition KBOO Keeping It Real throwback t-shirt. Like KBOO, this nostalgic design never goes out of style. Get yours now at kboo.com/realshirt.